You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good morning, Pelicans fans. Happy Tuesday to you all. I'm Jake Madison, your host of Locked On Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, coming to you 5 days a week with the latest New Orleans Pelicans news. You can give me a follow. I'm on Twitter. It's at Nola Jake. I also write for Bourbon Street Shots, so be sure to check that site out as well. And if you've been enjoying the podcast, please like it, subscribe to it, share it with anyone you know. I'm trying to get as many listeners as possible. You know, this is really the only place you're going to get this kind of Pelicans talk every day for your, you know, commute to or from work, things like that. You're not going to be able to get it anywhere else. So make sure everyone knows what we're doing on this podcast going forward. Today, we've got, you know, a preview for the game against the Atlanta Hawks tonight. It's in Atlanta at 6:30 Central. It's going to be on NBA TV if you have that, so you will be able to see the team play. Despite the injuries and the team being banged up right now, there is still a lot to see. You know, this is one of the last two preseason games left. They play at Orlando after this one. And Alvin Gentry said, you know, these final two games is when you're going to start to see their rotation. That's going to be more regular season-like. With the injuries, will we see that? I'm not sure as much. But, you know, like I've said this entire preseason, you can't really judge the team as a whole right now. But you can definitely judge individual performances. And I think this Atlanta Hawks team is going to provide a good test for the Pelicans for that. Before we get started with that, though, I do want to mention SeatGeek. You know, this is one of the great things. I'm really enjoying that we've got this promo for our Locked On Pelicans listeners. SeatGeek, it's the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for all the football and basketball games you want to see up close and in person. There's nothing like being in the Superdome and watching Drew Brees throw for 400 yards. There's nothing like seeing those Anthony Davis dunks and alley-oops live and in person. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get these seats that you want. What's nice is it's an aggregator. They're going to grade tickets, tell you what's a good value. They also have a 100% guarantee. So you can shop with on SeatGeek with confidence for whatever seats you want. The real great thing, like I said, we do have a promo for all of our listeners here, is when you download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, and enter in LO Pelicans, as in Locked On Pelicans, LO Pelicans. SeatGeek is going to send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. I use SeatGeek to go to the game against the Panthers on Sunday with my girlfriend. We had a great time watching Drew Brees light it up. There's some great home games, you know, against every team in the league this year for the Pelicans coming up. So you definitely want to be in the Smoothie King Center if you can. And the easiest way to do that is going to be with SeatGeek. So make sure to download the app. Put in the LO Pelicans promo code. Get some money back. Make it a little bit cheaper on yourself. You're already going to be getting a good deal because SeatGeek's going to make sure you're getting the best tickets and getting the most bang for your buck. So definitely download the app. Put in that promo code and make sure you're in the Superdome or in the Smoothie King Center for any game you want to be at this season. So game day against the Atlanta Falcons. Let's start with the depressing news first, and that's always going to be the injury report for the Pelicans. That's nothing new for Pelicans fans at all here. So out for the game, obviously, Anthony Davis, Drew Holiday, Tyreek Evans, Quincy Pondexter, Robert Sacre is not going to be playing. That doesn't really matter. He's not expected to make the team. Shouldn't really factor into much of anything at all. The other guy who's going to be out is Etuan Moore. Not too surprising. He has that heel contusion that he suffered in China in the second game against the Rockets, where he only played a handful of minutes before having to come out. I think I heard them say that basically if it was a regular season game, he would be playing. I don't think this is anything to worry about too much. May as well give him a little bit of extra rest. Make sure he's 100% healthy. There's no lingering effects come opening night against the Nuggets on October 26th. He's played really well this preseason. He shot the ball incredibly well. He's shown a little bit on the defensive end. The other great thing about Moore is that he's willing to let the ball leave his hand. It's not a black hole like Eric Gordon Wells, where once the ball touches him, he's either shooting and the ball's not moving any more than that. So, you know, a little bit sad to see him not playing, but I think he's shown enough to make Pelicans fans feel very confident going forward in his ability. The only other guy they're not entirely sure of if he's going to play or not just yet is going to be Terrence Jones. He's questionable. I'm kind of expecting him not to play this game, which is a bit of a shame. I really would have liked to have seen a few things out of him. I'm going to touch on that in just a moment or two. So Terrence Jones is questionable. That's really the only one. Etuan Moore would have played if it was a regular season game. So nothing too bad, you know, on the injury report. Nothing too unexpected so far. So what's the good news for the Pelicans in this game against the Hawks? And I think the first thing that's going to be on everyone's mind is going to be Buddy Hield, the Pelicans, you know, first round pick. This is a guy who hasn't started yet. Moore's kind of taken that place and seems to have solidified his starting role for the season opener. But Alvin Gentry said he thought Tim Frazier is the guard that pairs best with Buddy Hield. And now Hield's going to get the chance to kind of shine with him against a decent defensive team as well. Actually, they're really above average in the Hawks. I think they've given up the fourth fewest points per game in the preseason so far, which doesn't necessarily mean much, but still. So you've got Buddy Hield, who's going to be able to get a chance to shine. We're going to really see tonight if he can carry this offense without Anthony Davis, Holiday, Evans, any of those guys that are big-time scorers for the Pelicans. He's going to be the person they're going to rely on, and this is going to be his first real chance to prove whether he can do it or not. I think just the good thing is he's getting that moment. Tim Frazier pairs really well with him. Alvin Gentry said that's the guard he wants to work the most with. Frazier, the pass-first point guard who's going to get Buddy Hield open on the perimeter, make sure he's getting Buddy Hield kind of on that little bit of a lower, right above the break threes that Buddy Hield has seemed to like so far. That's what it's a good thing. If Hield can come out and play well, it should bode well for his rookie year. He's going to have ups and downs this year. He's going to definitely struggle at times. Towards the end of the season, you would expect him to almost hit a wall just because he's not used to playing 82 games, and conditioning can be a factor for rookies a lot of the time. But if he can come out and play really well, I think it's a very encouraging sign. I still don't think he's going to be the starter on opening night. However, a good performance here might be able to get him into get that race a little bit closer with each one more. And I expect him to shoot well. You know, he's going to be guarded by guys like Kyle Korver, players like that that are a little bit worse defensively, not as quick and agile, and I think that's going to help him. If the Pelicans can kind of create some space or get Dwight Howard in foul trouble, get him out of the paint early, it's going to make Hield's job of getting to the rim easier and attacking the basket. Hield doesn't have that elite athleticism, but he can get to the rim if he needs to, and anything the Pelicans can do to make that easier for them is going to, you know, just improve his game overall, and I think they'll kind of be able to do that in this game. So like I said, the good news to me is that Buddy Hield's starting. Everything else after that, it's going to be really questionable. I've said throughout this entire preseason, it's tough to judge this Pelicans team overall just because of the injuries. They're not running with a full roster. The rotation minutes have been a little bit screwy as Alvin Gentry tries to figure a lot out. The defense is going to take some time to gel, but I said you can judge individual performances, and I think tonight's a really good test of that for certain players. Let's start with Tim Frazier, who's going to be being guarded by Dennis Schroeder most of the game. Schroeder is not the best player in the world, but Frazier should be able to attack him, be able to get some nice passes and assists off. But where I'm really wanting to watch him is on the defensive end. Can he slow down Schroeder? He should be able to. Schroeder's not the most, you know, offensively gifted point guard in the league. He's not necessarily pass first, but he can get to the rim. He can shoot. He can score. And I think it's a good kind of measuring stick for Frazier. Offensively, you also want Frazier not to be turning the ball over. That's going to be his big thing going forward. Don't make stupid passes. Don't let opposing guards poke the ball out from you. If he can play under control tonight and limit Schroeder doing damage, I think he's going to be in good position to have this Pelicans team weather the storm till Drew Holiday comes back with his defense and his playmaking ability. Another interesting thing to watch tonight, which still isn't set and which is still a big question mark for the Pelicans, is the front court minutes after Anthony Davis. The center position hasn't been decided on who's the starter yet between Omer Asik and Alexei Ajinsa. I think most likely going into the season, we're going to see it'll be situation dependent. Are there bigger, bruisier centers like Dwight Howard? I think expect to see more Omer Asik. If they have a smaller guy, the opponent does, or something like that, I think that's where you could see Ajinsa kind of come in. Asik's played well this preseason, but you've got to really wonder if that's going to be able to keep up. Him being healthy is certainly a good thing, and he's going to get all he can handle tonight in Dwight Howard. Don't forget the Hawks signed him this offseason. That was their big guy. I think you'll see Asik play more tonight, and if he can get Howard in foul trouble early, you know, this is where Asik could really shine and really help this team. You're not really expecting him to play more than 20, 25 minutes a game right now, probably ever again. But if he can show his value, this is why the Pelicans brought him in. They don't want a guy like Anthony Davis playing, you know, being defended by someone like Dwight Howard or having to defend someone like Dwight Howard. And so this is an ideal situation for Asik to prove his value, prove why he should be the starter at least some of the time, why he needs to get significant minutes this season. What I really would have been interested to see, and I don't think we'll see it tonight, is if Terrence Jones would have guarded Dwight Howard. There's a lot of talk about Anthony Davis playing the center position, playing the five this season. However, if you look at it where he's listed as center, whether you're on Basketball Reference, the NBA stats page, wherever it is that uses to track position, you know, percent of minutes played by position, Davis is listed at center a lot more than he's actually played center. Yeah, in the offense, he might be center, but the real key is when you're playing a position, it's who are you guarding? And if you remember last season, he was paired with Ryan Anderson a lot. Ryan Anderson would actually guard the opponent's center, the bigger, more bruisier guy, to save Davis from that job. So you're not really looking at Anthony Davis playing center on the defensive end a whole lot. Terrence Jones has been brought in. He's a bit of a undersized, you know, 4-5 type guy, more of that stretch four, same kind of mold as Ryan Anderson. Would they have used him to guard Dwight Howard? That would have given you a better idea of what this front court rotation and the minutes distribution would have looked like. Unfortunately, I don't think Jones is going to play tonight, so I don't think we're going to really see that. But overall, you know, this would have been a good game for him to see it. The other guys that we're really looking for here is Solomon Hill. This is a great test for him. I'm curious to see how they're going to use him. Are they going to use him at the four a lot tonight? Is he going to be playing more of the three? The Hawks have Kent Bazemore, who kind of is a do-all, everything small forward. It's the type of guy that Solomon Hill was brought in to slow down. Can he defend him really well? Can he stop Bazemore from kind of putting up that 5-5-5-5-5 stat line that he's good at? The other guy, the real threat on the Atlanta Hawks, is Paul Millsap. This guy is absolutely wonderful. He's one of those also do-everything kind of guys. He's one of their top assist guys on the team. He rebounds incredibly well. He just keeps the offensive flow going for the Hawks. And this is the guy that Solomon Hill is going to need to mark out of the game. And when Paul Millsap gets the ball, Solomon Hill needs to be right up on him, not letting him pass out. Expect the Pelicans to probably double-team this guy a lot of the time. You know, and if they're double-teaming him, they need to have communication on defense. Who's rotating over to cover the outlet passes? Things like that. And this is why I said it should be a good test for the Pelicans and kind of a good measuring stick to see where they are. If you're asking me for a prediction, I don't think this is going to be too great for the Pelicans. I think they'll actually keep it a little bit closer than what people are thinking. I don't think this is going to be a blowout early whatsoever. You know, the Hawks aren't giving up a whole lot of points, but the Pelicans have shown that they can score. It's really going to come down to the defensive side of the ball. The Hawks haven't been great on offense. The Pelicans haven't been great on defense. So which one of these is going to really win out? If the Pelicans defense can play well, the Pelicans can win this game. I think that's going to give them kind of a little bit more optimism going into the year. If you can grab two wins against teams that could be decent offensively in the Orlando Magic, in the Atlanta Hawks, that have talented players, I think that's something to build off of. And right now, after, you know, suffering three defeats to the Pacers at home and then two in China to the Rockets, they need to build a little bit of momentum. And tonight we're going to find out if they can do that. And that's your preview for the Pelicans at Hawks preseason game tonight, the second to last preseason game for the Pelicans. Like I said, it's on 6:30 Central on NBA TV. So if you get it, definitely give it a watch. Despite Anthony Davis not playing, there's still a lot to see. Look for individual performances. We'll break it down some tomorrow after it. See what we can take and gather from that game. Who played well? Who didn't? Where do we see this team kind of going forward? Also, keep an eye on a guy like Lance Stephenson. They're giving him every chance to make the roster, and I don't know if he's succeeding at that so far, but he's got two more games to do it. Don't forget SeatGeek. Start thinking about those tickets for the upcoming season. The Warriors, they play at home Friday before the weekend of Halloween. You definitely want to be there for that. It's going to be the first road game for Kevin Durant on the Warriors. You know, you want the Smoothie King Center being loud. You want to heckle him probably a little bit. Not many people are happy with that decision. So check out SeatGeek. Don't forget to use the LO Pelicans promo code to get $20 rebate and get some money back. Make it a little bit easier for you. What I'm also going to touch on tomorrow is the annual GM survey came out today. So we'll talk about where the Pelicans fall. What does the league think of them as a whole? Also, keep an eye out for the Locked On NBA podcast. They're doing previews for every team in the league. They've done the Eastern Conference previews where the podcast hosts sent in a short clip talking about the team. So keeping an ear out for me talking about the Pelicans, see what David Locke has to say about them after that. It's a great idea to see what sort of the national media is thinking of the Pelicans. So definitely be sure to listen to Locked On NBA as well. And thanks for listening today. I'm Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter, and I'll be with you guys tomorrow.